This is Bob Pittman. You're listening to Legal Line right here on the Common Sense and Justice Network. You can find us each week at csjnetwork.com. Of course, the stream happens on Wednesday afternoons at 3 p.m. Pacific time with the podcast, or as we like to call them, Bobcasts, of course, to follow the next day. You can check out the archive. Lots of interesting interviews and discussions and answers to your questions right here on the Common Sense and Justice Network. Today I'm here in Bellingham, Washington, talking with Sheriff Bill Elfo, Whatcom County Sheriff, and we're going to try to find out just what on earth a sheriff does. So we're going to get the secrets, I guess, today, right, Sheriff?
Well, thank you, Bob. It's good to be here with you today.
Yeah, thank you for taking time, and I appreciate it. I always appreciate when people are willing to take time and talk a little bit about what actually goes on, and I think a lot of people probably don't have daily involvement with the police department. I guess that's a good thing, probably, in the sheriff's department. But what would you say is the big difference between a police department like a regular city police department and the sheriff's office?
Well, the sheriff's office is a countywide law enforcement organization. The responsibility of the sheriff to enforce the law extends countywide. And while we work very well in Whatcom County with our friends at the police departments, our partners at the police departments, we have broader responsibility. The sheriff operates the jail, so we have a custodial responsibility. We operate jail alternative programs where we have people out working in the community. We provide law enforcement in the unincorporated areas of Whatcom County. We support the cities. We enforce the law in the cities when we're requested or when the need arises. And we're also responsible for the civil enforcement of court orders countywide. So if one were to need an eviction, for example, or a court order served or a writ of bodily attachment, our office performs that function countywide. And we're also responsible in Whatcom County for emergency management and for overseeing disaster preparedness, response, and mitigation. So it's a very broad responsibility.
It really is.
Yeah. And the Office of Sheriff in all 39 counties in Washington are elected offices. We report directly to the people, and we're held accountable for the people for the way we perform our mission.
Yeah, which I think is, as a citizen, I think that's a good thing that offices like the sheriff are elected. I know judges, as you know, judges are elected in Washington, too. And every so often you'll hear a comment or two saying, well, you know, we should appoint our judges rather than elect them. I kind of like the idea that we elect them. And I think, I'm not sure if people realize all the time that the sheriff is an elective office.
Yeah, the sheriff is an elected office, and the sheriff has such broad powers, in my view, that should be accountable directly to the people. And in Whatcom County is one of four counties in the state of Washington where the sheriff is a nonpartisan position.
Oh.
I don't run as a Democrat. We don't run as a Republican. We run as a nonpartisan, and I don't think partisan politics have any place in law enforcement, and I need to have credibility to serve all the people of Whatcom County.
That makes a lot of sense, and I guess just comparing again to judges are running on a nonpartisan basis too. Makes perfect sense, I think, for the sheriff as well.
That's a good analogy, and the judges have to as well be able to have credibility with all the people and serve all the people.
I mean, no matter whether someone's a Republican, a Democrat, independent, whatever, we want to be able to rely on the sheriff, obviously, for a lot of times life-saving events.
And that's why I support that concept.
I didn't realize that the sheriff's office had such a broad reach. That really is a big difference between what you do and what the regular police department is doing then in a city. I mean, even here in Bellingham, obviously we're sitting in the city of Bellingham where your office is, but the city police department is actually covering the regular police duties inside the city.
They handle the police duties in the city limits, but, you know, in this community, we work so closely together. If we're shorthanded and there's an incident that happens just outside the city, they'll come and help us. And we do the same, and we assist them all the time. And it's everyone here works very, very well together.
I'll bet.
But Whatcom County has some really unique characteristics. We're 2,150 square miles. We're larger than the state of Rhode Island or Delaware.
I didn't realize that.
In area.
I didn't realize that.
We've got 200,000 people spread across that area.
Boy.
And we have some really challenging areas. We have Point Roberts, which is we have to traverse Canada for about 20 miles to get there. We have to go through customs twice to reach there. We have resident deputies that live there.
Wow.
And if we arrest someone in Point Roberts, we cannot bring them back through Canada in the back of a police car with handcuffs on, so we have to have a boat to be able to go pick them up.
I had no idea.
Most folks don't know, as you're going out Highway 20 on the North Cascades Highway, you go through Skagit County, but as you head further east, the way the geography runs, you're back in Whatcom County, and the Seattle City Light Project is all in Whatcom County.
I didn't realize that.
And we have a resident deputy up there who lives up there and in housing, and he's available for after hours. We call him out at home. We provide his housing.
I'm going to have to get my map out, I guess, and really see Whatcom County. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, we have 100 miles of land border with Canada in Whatcom County.
You know, that to me is really something, because there have got to be just so many issues. Every so often you hear about, border issues, people, maybe coming across with drugs or whatever might be going on from Canada.
Well, we work very well with the federal authorities here. We have 5 land ports of entry, and we have a major, a significant international airport with flights coming in from across the country and from Canada.
Actually, go to Hawaii now, I think, from
you can fly home, direct from Hawaii. Without,
right.
And we encourage you to do and pay your taxes here in Whatcom County.
That's right, yeah. But that makes for a lot of activities. I mean, the thing is, when the people who are just, we're just going about our business, we don't think about the bad guys so much, and yet the bad guys are working overtime, we know, thinking about ways to get things in, whether it's by air, boat, across the border by foot, I guess, or car. It's a tough one.
Well, we also have people that are fleeing from justice trying to get into Canada.
Well, of course, yeah.
And a couple of years ago, we had 2 murder suspects from the Hayward area in California that we ended up pursuing, and they actually hit the Peace Arch right there at Peace Arch State Park and ran into Canada, and they were returned to the United States.
Boy.
We had another kidnapping case with small children where they tried to escape into Canada and crashed a car just across the line.
Yeah.
So we helped them back across into the United States.
That was nice.
And, that border is also like a net. We get about 60 fugitives a year from all around the country or even the world that are caught there by the Customs and Border Protection. They run checks on them and find out they're wanted in Kansas or Massachusetts. So they end up here in our local jail. So if they decide to fight extradition, it really does have some impact on us here locally, because we're very short on jail space the way it is.
Boy, that must be a challenge. The jail itself, I mean, you keep hearing about jails everywhere being overcrowded, and which is sort of a sad statement probably for our society. But that's got to be a challenge and a half to provide the constitutionally mandated jail time, if you will, but do it and actually stay within a budget that's got to be shrinking all the time.
Right, and one of the challenges with the jail, we have a jail. Our main jail was designed to hold 110 inmates, and on any given day we have 290. We've been up to 320.
Wow.
In the facility, and we have a lot of structural problems, and we're in the process of addressing that and building a smarter jail is designed better to maximize efficiencies and line of sight.
Sure.
But we also need to look very closely at jail alternatives. We have a lot of people with mental health issues that are nonviolent that end up in the criminal justice system that could be far more effectively treated and at a lesser cost if they were diverted to the mental health system.
Sure.
So I work very hard on that. I work with the mental health system. I serve on a board, and I think it's, as sheriff, you need to be an advocate for the mentally ill because it has a big impact on the criminal justice system and crime. And we're seeing a lot of cutbacks in the mental health system and some of the community-based services. So when those services decline, we certainly see the jail population increase.
I'll bet. I'll bet. I would not have thought of that, I have to say. Now, when people are being, let's say you're holding someone for possible extradition, there's obviously a court hearing going on to decide whether they are going to be extradited. And then do you end up having to transport them to, or does someone, I assume if they're going to be extradited, someone will come and pick them up, so you're not...
It's normally somebody from the receiving jurisdiction.
From the receiving jurisdiction, of course.
But, of course, if we pick someone up in another state, which is far... Yeah. We receive much more than we go get.
Yeah, yeah.
if we do 1 or 2 a year, that's a lot.
I see. Interesting. Boy. What do you think is one of the toughest areas right now, aside from maybe the jail that you're having to deal with?
Well, with shrinking budgets and keeping law enforcement officers on the street.
Yeah.
You know, it's not uncommon for us to have a deputy covering a 300-square-mile area.
Why?
You know, deputies are out there by themselves in the field, and, you know, it's a really challenging job. So
yeah.
We make sure they're trained. I mean, we put a high emphasis on giving them good training, mm-hmm. good equipment, and give them the tools they need to be able to serve the citizens. Because unlike a city where they have far more officers available.
Yeah. Well, and you think of a beat in a city being maybe a few blocks or maybe, I don't know how much it would be, a mile or something, but hard to imagine with the mileage that people have to put on, which is also another expense, I suspect, with gas prices being where they are.
It's we're affected with all those factors, yeah. with the fuel prices and the price of vehicles,
sure.
and health care insurance for our employees. There's a lot of challenges with the budget.
Support from the public. I'll bet you've got a number of volunteers who help out and kick in a little bit of time and effort to the Sheriff's Department.
Well, we do. We have a whole array of volunteers, and last year they contributed $250,000 worth of service, if
wow.
we calculated it at what the even at minimum wage.
Wow.
We have reserve deputies that we're able to deploy with our field deputies that double up the cars. We have a Citizens on Patrol group. Which
oh, you
is,
do? That's great.
Yeah, they're mainly retirees uh-huh. that come in and do vacation house checks, and they provide crime prevention information, and they run errands, and they keep our special vehicles and buses and boats all the batteries charged so they're ready to go, and we don't have to have a
sure.
deputy assigned to that task. We have a large search and rescue organization we work with. That's another responsibility of the sheriff, search and rescue.
Right.
And here we are. We have the Mount Baker Wilderness.
I was
going to
ask
the ocean.
You, Mount Baker, when I was a kid, I was in the Boy Scouts, and our scout leader was a mountaineer. And so one of the mountains we climbed was Mount Baker years ago.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Before your time.
Many, many years ago when I was in Scouts, that was my first experience with search and rescue was
yeah.
to get rescued when we got lost in the woods. So.
Luckily, we didn't have to get rescued. We got out. But search and rescue is an incredible operation in all the counties I know, and I suspect
there are very dedicated volunteers that provide their own equipment, their own time. And if we call them at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're there. We don't have to call twice. They come out. They're willing to work. Their employers are understanding,
yeah.
but sometimes they lose a day's pay in the process.
That's amazing, though. That you know, without our volunteers, I think a lot of government actually would be in trouble. I suspect
it would be.
And we're
glad to have them. You know, another example is we need to get information out to the public about what's happening in Whatcom County
right.
as far as crime and the need for a jail and. You know, the county IT, their information technology department, is really strapped for resources. They've had a 30% cut in their budget and their personnel.
Right.
So we got a group of volunteers together, and through an organization called the Sheriff's Support Foundation, we acquired some funding and established our own independent website through the foundation, and we're able to put information out to citizens about crime and press releases and we're really hoping to build on that, and if anybody wants to take a look, it's www.whatcomcountysheriff.org.
WhatcomCountySheriff.org. Excellent.
Right.
We'll put a link up at the Common Sense and Justice website as well.
Well, you can read about the foundation and their good work
right.
there as well.
That's great, and hopefully that some of those things become a model for other counties and other states. But it's everybody's got to pitch in, it seems to me, at some point and make it a better community.
Right. And we work very well with the other sheriffs in the state. I know all of them, and we share ideas and we share resources.
Which is great.
We work very well together.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate your taking time today to talk about the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office and Department. We've been talking to Sheriff Bill Elfo, Whatcom County Sheriff, and want to thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for let me have the opportunity to talk about our office. I'm very proud to be the sheriff.
Great. You can catch if you didn't catch the live stream on Wednesday, be sure to look for the podcast. It'll be up and available shortly. This is Bob Pittman. Stay in control of your legal affairs at least until next week.